Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 58-25. We, at times, should slacken our minds and refresh them with some sort of entertainment. But let even your entertainment be work, and even from these various forms of entertainment, you will select, if you have been watchful, something that may prove wholesome. This is a fascinating quote to me, as I can relate to it in my own struggles to achieve a more balanced life. On the one hand, Seneca is acknowledging that human beings do need rest and relaxation. We need, as he puts it, to slacken our minds with some kind of entertainment in order to refresh them. On the other hand, he also adds that such entertainment should be well chosen. It should be wholesome. What does this mean in practice? Take, for instance, the need to relax in the evening after a long day of work and practicing virtue to your best. You could turn on the television and start surfing channels, or you could pay attention to what's worth watching and select a good movie, one of those that make you ponder something about the human condition. Which one do you think is more wholesome? Again, you could go out and pay good money to watch a silly show that only provides you with a couple of hours of escape from reality. Or you could go to see an interesting new play. Which one you think is more wholesome? Again, you could attend a concert by the singer of the moment and just have light fun. Or you could choose a performance by a good musician, band, or orchestra. Which one you think is more wholesome? The idea is not that we should not have fun or relax with friends and family. It is, rather, that even fun and entertainment come in a variety of flavors, some of which are good for our soul and others that aren't. Choosing your entertainment well, it turns out, is yet another way to exercise virtue. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.